Very good afternoon, everybody. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyan from Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota, who we saw in the parade.
That's right. Throwing candy.
Throwing out candy. Yeah.
I did have a
nutritional candy.
Yes. Yeah. There was a pineapple fruit on the back of it.
All right.
Yes. It got to be a busy year.
All right. Well, you gotta break away once in a while and do something fun, right?
I suggested throwing out baby carrots, but nobody else in my circle is on board with that. So.
Oh, well, maybe next year.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to talk about performance nutrition.
Yeah.
Of course, with the high school sports about to get geared up again and everything, and that's important, but you're saying it's important for everybody.
It is important for everyone. And you know, my thought on this was kind of triggered by having an athlete in my office recently. And, you know, when we started talking with that individual, our appointment was not built to talk about, or it wasn't scheduled initially to talk about performance nutrition, but really for anybody who wants to gain strength, anybody who wants to just kind of harness their health, be a little bit more well than they currently are, performance nutrition is relevant. And I think, too, we had a fun ribbon cutting, right? We have a lot of fitness classes happening in town right now.
That's
over
right.
at Next Gear.
Zach Gearman's place there. Yep.
That's right. And I've been working out with him, too. And this is something that I try to pay attention to. So I thought we could hit a little bit on this today, talk a little bit about why these three things that we're going to talk about today are so important for helping our body operate at an optimal level. So if you've got teenagers who are in sports, this is relevant for them. If you're working on wellness for yourself, this is relevant for you.
And you kind of come from a family of athletes too.
Yep. I mean, Andy did play tennis.
He did. Well, yeah, you were in volleyball.
Until like eighth grade.
Yeah, I got hit with a basketball between the eyes, broke my glasses, and I gave up sports. So
I think that's why I didn't do basketball growing up, was because I helped you at that tournament where I got knocked over so many times as a three-year-old.
But anyway, back to the subject.
So when we talk about performance nutrition, it's really about getting adequate nutrition. And often when we're looking at these kinds of things, especially if you have daughters who are in certain sports like cheer and gymnastics and sports where sometimes, or running, sports where being lighter is makes some of the tasks that you're doing easier.
Dance,
that's a huge one. It's really, really important that we educate these athletes, boys or girls, on the importance of adequate nutrition to fuel what they're doing. And that's important for us to model as adults as well. So really important for us to remember as adults that weight loss does not equal health gain. We need to nourish our body whether we're in a sport or not. And the less frequently you're eating or the fewer calories you're eating, the more important everything you eat becomes, because now you're trying to nourish your body, provide it everything it needs in a much smaller quantity. And we tend to talk about calories a lot, but it's not nearly as important as the quality of foods that we're getting. So when we talk about those three things I want to hit on today are hydration, protein, and phytonutrients. So let's start with hydration. We've talked about this before, so I'm not going to hammer it too hard. But being adequately hydrated is important for every single function that our body does. Inadequate hydration can put stress on some of your organs. It decreases your body's ability to get out things that it needs to get out. So we really want to make sure that we're taking in enough fluid throughout the day. Now, water is a great choice. I was just having a conversation with Paul the other day about alkaline water and electrolyte waters, and those are a great option as well. Electrolyte beverages in general can be a great thing to incorporate. The biggest things we want to do are just limit that added sugar and limit caffeine. There are no scenarios where excess amounts of caffeine, so more than about 200 to 400 milligrams per day, or excess added sugar, more than about 45 grams per day, or 24 for children. There's no point in time where those excess quantities are beneficial for the most part.
Keeps you awake.
Okay, yes. I shouldn't say no. Okay. There are very few scenarios where those things in excess are beneficial. So getting adequate water intake, a good starting point is half your weight in ounces. Now, whether you're an athlete or you're sitting in a tractor or you're sitting at a desk or you have an outdoor job, water intake is relevant to everybody. Those people who are sweating a lot more might need more water and more electrolyte replacement, but all of us need it. So start by making sure you're getting at least half your weight in ounces and go from there. We can always adjust and go up. Now, protein is important for a lot of things, but the thing we think about it for most is maintaining muscle mass. So a starting point for this is at least 1 gram per kilogram of your body weight. Most of us are going to need more than 1 gram per kilogram, but a lot of people are not even getting that much. So in order to find out your weight in kilograms, just take your weight in pounds and divide it by 2.2. Now, athletes are probably going to need, especially if they're strength athletes or people who have just greater amounts of muscle mass, might need closer to even upwards of 1.6 grams per kilogram or more. But it's important that we get enough protein intake. So protein is coming from meat, from poultry, from fish, beans, nuts, seeds, lentils all have it. Dairy products have protein. So we can get it from a lot of different places, but getting enough is important, especially for athletes. Now, we talk about recovery from workouts is always. So what we do on a day-to-day basis is going to be relevant for how we recover from workouts. But especially after strength training workouts, recovering with enough protein, a good source of protein, is really important. Because when we build our muscles, we're getting little tears in our muscles, and that's how we make them bigger. But getting enough protein to repair that damage is how they actually get bigger. So eating enough is really important. And even for those of us who may not be athletes, we start losing muscle mass. I shared this with you before we started. At a rate of about 3 to 8% of our muscle mass lost per decade, starting in our 30s, if we don't do something to maintain it. And in the long run, as we get older, less muscle mass means less mobility. It means slower metabolism. There's a lot of things that come, increased risk of bone fracture. So lots of stuff comes with decreased muscle mass. So important for all of us to maintain it and get it from those good quality sources. And then the last thing is phytonutrients. We've talked about them before. We
talk about those all the time.
And what are they?
I can't remember.
So phytonutrients, you'll remember when I say it. It's just those colorful things that we get from vegetables.
There you go.
Yes.
Purples and all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And purple, blue, and black, those foods are the ones we don't get enough of. But exercise is inflammatory. It's good inflammation, but inflammatory nonetheless. So when we can take in richly colored foods, herbs, spices, seasonings, all of that kind of stuff after exercise, it can help your body recover even more efficiently. Turmeric is one that we haven't talked about for a long time, but it's it looks a lot like ginger, and it's a root seasoning. Turmeric is one of the most effective ways for us to reduce inflammation in our body from a food. So incorporating that or turmeric supplements can be helpful, but it doesn't have to be that fancy. It can be, incorporating dark green leafy vegetables or blueberries or blackberries, things like that that are just really richly colored. And we've talked before, phytonutrients are important for so many things like cognitive health and reducing our risk of chronic diseases long term and improving our immune function and so many things, but they're also important for performance. Now, certainly, we didn't hit on carbs today. They're also very important for pre and post workout. If you're doing endurance things, especially things lasting more than an hour, fiber, we talk about gut health all the time. We did a whole thing on gut health last week, but hydration, protein, and phytonutrients, those are the three big ones I wanted to hit on this week for performance.
And I was looking online I found one website that's, just about echoes everything you said today.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
The importance of performance and for cognitive, nutrition for your cognitive needs and for keeping your muscles going.
I was trying to peek here. What website are you looking at?
Human Performances Resources by CHAMP.
CHAMP is actually what the Army uses.
Uniform Services University.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed there was a soldier up there being hydrated or something, so make sure you got enough water.
That's right.
And
yes.
You, of course, work pretty closely with the military.
I do, and performance nutrition is huge for them, obviously, but it's important for all of us. And again, as sports are coming up, athletes need that too. I just saw an ad today for those sports physicals. Be mindful of what you're doing at home too.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we got some exciting things that'll be happening. One exciting thing is going to be happening during your show next week.
Okay.
One of our listeners recently dropped off a bag of chickpea chips, which I haven't opened yet.
I like it.
So we're going to crack that open and try some of those chickpea chips or whatever they are next week.
That's good. I've got a little spare hummus, so maybe I'll bring that in and there we can go. Try a
then
few
we can
of those
try
things.
That and see what we think.
I love it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Amber, thank you for tacoing with us here on this Tuesday afternoon, and we look forward to getting together next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Thank you.